Blog Talk Radio.
You think they really ready for you? Nah.
enchanted boy. They say he wanders very far over many lands and seas. He was very shy, and there was so much sadness in his eyes. But very wise, so wise was he.
Charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see
you're about to see in here, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. Three, four. got something good in my bones. Make me wanna shout hallelujah, and I wanna
sing on.
Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring. Ring with the harmony, oh, let our rejoice and rise high.
Burning the time,
loud as the Lord's sea.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our home ownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
If you would like to advertise your business or product on Dime Piece Video, the number one independent music video source, please phone 1-800-735-4151 or contact us now at DimePieceVideo.com, a convenient viewer-friendly DVD magazine that has repeat views throughout the month.
Was a boy very strange and enchanted boy. Say he wandered very far, very far over land and sea. Little child inside of our way. As we spoke of many things, rules and kings, that he said to me, greatest thing you could ever learn, just as we spoke of many things,
Like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Monday. It's Open Mic Monday. And I was scheduled to have Ms. Darva Watkins from Women Are Rising. And I can't think of the other not-for-profit that she does. And she had wanted to come on and talk about a lot of issues and topics. One being the concealed carry. I think she's against that. The other, term limits. She wants to have term limits on politicians here in Illinois. And I think the other issue she wanted to discuss was the destruction of the Black Power structure here in Illinois. So I'm waiting for her to call in. And that's what the long delay and breaks are. 347-838-9825. It's open mic Monday until we get our scheduled guest in. I'll take your calls. My producer's not in Ebony, so I'm going to try to man the calls and answer your emails and those texts at New Music Thursday at our Twitter also. And I'm in the chat room also, so I'm trying to multitask and doing a whole lot of things. I played a little Nature Boy because a friend of mine was posted that on Facebook. The greatest thing is to be loved and loved in return, which is so true. And that was my theme, so I decided to rock a little Nature Boy. I don't have enough information to discuss about the shooting today. When it took place, I was out canvassing the area trying to get signatures, and I missed a whole lot of news footage today. So I really can't get enough comment on that. I'm going to try to get into it and dig in on it. Bill Daley has dropped out the race here as governor in Illinois, which gives Pat Quinn a clean walkthrough. Now it's on the GOP here in Illinois to come up with an adequate representative, you know. And I'm just going through all the little news flashes, footages that are happening up. And I see everybody checking in on the chat room, so I'm doing all them things back and forth. Like I said, it's difficult to go producer free, but it is Open Mic Monday. And so that's what I guess we're doing, stuff live and open mic style on this Monday. If you want to talk about the Putin pushback, we can. Now, I got into it with a lot of my Republican friends, and they were tripping on me in the stance that I took on the president. And my rule was this, you know, if we was upset when they threw a shoe and tried to humiliate our president, that was George W. Bush, then we should take the same stance. It's still, we're all Americans. That's what we are. You know, we are Americans. Let me go and take a quick break while I try to get these texts and chats and emails in to my producer come in. And don't get mad at me because I'm beating this Nature Boy out, you know. And that's what I'll be playing for a second. Here we go.
Sometimes I get a little lonely. Sometimes I get a little blue. There was a boy, a very strange Janet boy. They say he wanted very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy, and sad, but very wise. What he and then one day a
Mac. My way. And while we spoke of many things, ooh, this he said to me, a great sometimes I get a little lonely, and sometimes I get a little blue. The greatest thing is just to love, be loved in return.
I think Jesse Jackson's biggest player hater. His time is up. All you old niggas' time is up. We done heard his voice. We done saw you marching. We done heard your sermons. We don't want to hear that shit no more. It's a new day. It's a new voice. I'm here now. We don't need Jesse. I'm here. I got this. We got Barack. We got a few. We got David Banners and Young Jeezy's. We the voice now. It's no more Jesse. Sorry. Goodbye. You ain't helping nobody in the hood, and that's the bottom line. Goodbye, Jesse. Bye. They say we in.
Now, why I played that? This is why I played that. Did y'all watch the Birmingham bombing ceremony on C-SPAN? It has the 50th anniversary. It was very interesting. Y'all can go back and check it out. And I was just tripping on Jesse Jackson, how he's trying to position himself next to Eric Holder, smiling, getting all places, but the truth be known, he wasn't even down there. He was not even in the movement at that time. You know. And the way we're just kissing up the Eric Holder's butt, man, it's too late your son going to jail, man. Anything you can do about it. Whenever there's a crucifixion, there's a resurrection. You know what I'm saying? It was like, man, it was unbelievable. It was strictly unbelievable. I'm getting a lot of good response out there in the streets for those who follow my campaign out there. I didn't need that many signatures, but, you know, I'm trying to quadruple the amount that I need. I'm going to be making a solid announcement when I've got the necessary targeted amount of signatures that I need, and I expect to have them by this week. I gave myself a goal. By the time Central State was coming to Chicago, I would like to have all my signatures in so I can just let my alumni know that we're back in and we're definitely in the building. So I hope all my workers that are out there knocking on doors, thank you very kindly. And thank you for all those who are trying to assist me right now. And for those I ain't got back with you, it's not sad. It's just that so many hours of the day, besides picking my daughter up and hitting these streets, you know, transporting people back and forth, you know. So don't be holding that against me. I'm going to get Miss Watkins, if you're listening out there, or if you have your people listening out there, they can call you until you call them 347-838-9825. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you about 15 more minutes. I don't want to hold my lines up this long because I can switch topics and stuff like that. You know, it was you said you had some urgency of how you wanted to deal with it. So let me go ahead and answer these chat room and these tweets, and I'll be back again. Don't get mad at me for beating this nature boy, everybody. Women are rising. Darva Wakalim, give me about, well, I guess I got 19 minutes to the top of the hour. And then I'll switch gears from there. So I'd give you about, excuse me, people. Thank you for the soup. The next 19 minutes. You know, the next 19 minutes, and we'll go from there. And then, I'm going to switch gears up on you. So, man, I really don't like booking hosts or filling up time slots, especially when I got open mics and stuff like that. So, you know, this ain't me tripping, but you call me. You know, it is what it is, But anyway, back to the topic, I'm looking up and seeing the massacre that has happened. And it's tragic, but before I can give adequate comments for those who want to comment on, I would like to be able to speak my piece on it. So just give me a day on that. Why don't you, this JK574, why don't you go in here and call me up. Let's talk about why you feel that Putin's taking the lead upon this peace negotiation, you know, with the weapons. If you feel that my stance is liberal, I think my stance is liberal. I think my stance is very hawkish, you know, but hawkish, liberal, doves, what have you. When it comes down to us all being Americans, then we all Americans. Enter P75290. I appreciate you agreeing with me. You know, we gotta have equality on both sides, is what he said. If you're going to be mad at the president for getting humiliated when he's a Republican, you should be extremely upset when they're trying to do it to a Democrat. It always is about the seat. You got to respect the authority of the chair, you know. And some of you said Putin bailed him out of court. Well, if you want to look at it that way, because he didn't want to go to war, then Putin bailed him out. But we don't want to talk about the Democrats that did not stand with them. We're going to deal with that. Let me get some more, get back some more of these tweets and shit like that. Dava, 17 minutes, lady.
There was a boy, a very strange and chatty boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as 20 bucks a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
All right, this is going out to Texter TRB, chat room TRB 5827, and he would like to know what's my problem with Jesse Jackson. He should have been down there in the 50th anniversary, but my answer to you, sir, is that he was not there. He was down there for photo ops. He paid attention to the video. You saw how people was really trying to get away from him and stuff like that. How he moved from one seat to watch the video, you know. And Jesse Jackson's no leader of the black community. You know, I played the little Nas episode of him. You see, I had Nas and the hip-hop generation feel about him. Nobody ain't following Jesse. Nobody ain't following Jesse or Al Sharpton. Matter of fact, let me run this clip right here for y'all. Time's up, Darva.
Hello, Common Sense Nation. I'm your host, the Junkyard Dog, E.T. Williams. Please visit the website at www.whateverhappenedtocommonsense.com. You know, I am really starting to be completely irritated with frauds like Al Sharpton. I don't know if you saw the latest of this so-called preacher, I don't know where he could have possibly got his doctrine degree from. I bet you he's not even a real reverend, probably an undercover sissy. But in his latest, in the latest allegiance, he does the Pledge of Allegiance, but he forgets to put God in the Pledge of Allegiance. He takes God out. Now, we have over here with the Muslims speaking in Arab, saying a Pledge of Allegiance to Allah, and we have a Reverend Al Sharpton who drops under God while invoking the Pledge of Allegiance. In this new ad, lean forward, he must mean lean forward with Barack Hussein Obama. This phony reverend, I don't know who's the fakest out of this reverend and that phony Jesse Jackson. They're on this crusade, still thinking we're back at the back of the bus. They're on this crusade for the homosexual agenda because he and Barack Obama and Jesse Jackson all are nothing but a bunch of closet homosexuals. But he can say everything else he wants to say. You can get the Muslims to invoke Allah in Aramaic, but we got this phony reverend who won't even say one nation under God in this particular ad. And that's why I never had any respect for Al Sharpton. He is, I don't know who's worse than him and Jesse Jackson. I really don't. You know, Jesse Jackson thinks we can shoot airplanes out the sky. He's been invoking, saying we need to be more tolerant towards homosexuals, and nobody is advocating violence towards homosexuals. But how are you going to read the Bible? You're supposed to be a reverend. How are you going to read the Bible and in a conscious way say that homosexuality is okay? He said he wants equal opportunity for homosexuals just as it was for black. This dumb Negro, Al Sharpton, a penitentiary pimp, he and Jesse Jackson, I mean, they should be locked up for impersonating leaders. I don't know how anyone tolerates these buffoons, these clowns. I mean, Jesse Jackson, this Don King wannabe, in his ad, won't say God. That is very offensive to me. You got a reverend. Won't he take reverend out of the front of his name and just say, I'm Al in the closet, Sharpton. I'm Al down low, Sharpton. I'm Barack Obama's calling card. It is fascinating that anybody listens to Al Sharpton. If you want to lose credibility with me real quick, if you give any credibility to Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, you can't possibly be credible. He is one of the biggest frauds out there, this poverty pimp. He and Jesse Jackson been pimping Negroes for the longest, and here he is thinking we're going to give him some credibility because they do a commercial. If I was going to listen to Lean Forward, I wouldn't listen to it. Now you've got Al Sharpton on there refusing to even say God's name. That's phony. And how can any Christian, I've said it before, how can any Christian not only support that fraud in the White House, Barack Hussein Obama, a communist and God-hating communist at that. How can anyone be a Christian, call himself a Christian, and support Barack Obama? And how can anybody call himself a Christian and support Al Sharpton? I mean, you may as well just tear the Bible up if you're going to follow Al Sharpton, if you're going to have an allegiance to Barack Obama or Jesse Jackson. These Negroes don't know the first thing about God. They wouldn't have a clue. If God ascended right now in downtown Washington, D.C., and like he did with Moses on the Mount, he could start invoking the Ten Commandments. He could read Leviticus. He can come back to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. He could read Romans, the 1st chapter, and quote to them how homosexuality does not line up with the Word of God, and these dumb Negroes would argue in the face of God. That's how incredible Al Sharpton is. I wish I just could hold him down and cut that phony process off his head.
Three points.
I am a Christian. I am a God-fearing American Christian. I support the president on this. It's Israel. I mean, it's Syria strike. So I'm riding with that. I do agree with my man on everything else, but I'm riding with Obama on this, period. Because we got to, you know, and we got to fight this communist dude. And we did make Putin blink. But I'm going to just put that off and let y'all enjoy the little clip. I see I got a call calling in from 936 area code. I'm going to bring you in. I have no idea what you're on. You ain't been screened, but I'm bring you in.
Hello there, guys. How y'all doing?
All right, how you doing there? Who's this right here?
This is Diamond from Texas.
What's going on, Diamond from Texas? How you feel?
I feel good, brother, and I want to tell you something. You were talking about Al Sharpton, and you know what? It troubles me is the fact that it's like that he instigates these young black boys to do the work for him. And it makes me sick that they
you
want
see,
to listen, huh?
No, go on there, please, go on there. I'm sorry. Continue.
No, sir. And I give you guys all the respect, but that's just, I was listening to what you said, and I agree with you. We don't need an instigator right now, and that instigating these young black men and to do these dirty deeds and to make him look good. I just don't understand it, sir.
Well, let me help you understand it a lot more. You see,
okay.
there's a misconception about Al Sharpton in the black community, especially the black youth. You see, let me give you one example of Al Sharpton hijacking a movement. Now, right before Barack Obama was president, there was an incident down in Jenna. I think it was Louisiana, about the Jenna 6 and this tree incident. Now, what took place where you had a lot of African-Americans and a lot of campuses mobilizing, and they wanted to make their own little movement. Let's make our own little statement. What happened was, Al Sharpton, he comes in there, totally takes the energy of the movement from what it was supposed to be and turns it into something that is totally not. And a lot of people are upset with that. Again, it's all for just get in front of the cameras. Let me show you that I'm a civil rights person when my history shows that I was in nothing that was prevalent in the rise of black people during the 60s. There's no record of Al Sharpton getting attacked, getting hosed, getting hit with bricks, sitting on any buses. Matter of fact, that the limited information on Jesse Jackson is very limited. I mean, he was not down there in Birmingham when the bombing took place. He was not really down there with those strikes. He just probably had a couple of little incidents before he came to Chicago. But what I'm saying is these individuals right now are claiming to be civil rights leaders and the voice and of black America, when in actuality, if you poll anybody, let me say 42 and under, they will probably have disparaging words to speak of Jesse Jackson, and then you have the group that just don't like him and not going to say anything because they don't want to rock the boat because they feel that we need some type of black leadership,
Yes, sir.
Then you got the Democrats who feel, it's not me sure they're all Democrats, that when he did run for president at the time in the 80s, he did, in their eyes, open up doors where it made it easier for any other individual to run for president. But what Jesse Jackson went wrong was that when he didn't run, when Bill Clinton ran, we had Ross Perot, you had George Bush, you had Bill Clinton. At that time, if Jesse Jackson would have ran, he would have been president. But everybody knows he listened to Bill Clinton and bowed out. Then you want to go back to when he ran against Mike Dukakis. He stepped down because Mike Dukakis promised him he's going to be the vice president, and then he sold out again. And then,
now you
have him on tape talking about the president. I want to cut his nuts off, and I don't respect him. And then he wonder why his son gets arrested, for stealing from the people. The sad part about it, you would think that if this individual's son who's going through these times, medical, he wants this illness, facing
mm-hmm.
time, the grandchildren are going through some things, you would expect him to just pull back, for instance, and take care of home. Right now, his grandchildren need a stable figure, a stable role model, since their father about to go off. And, you
yes,
know,
sir.
You got him everywhere. You know, but no one's going to say that. You know, it's like everybody for themselves. But you look at things like that, you know, I'm not going to go talking about infidelity. I'm not going to ride on that. But I'm looking at how you're taking care of your home. Your son is ill. He's going through some things right now. Your children are about to lose their father. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're about to lose their mother. You know, right now is not a time for you to be out here shaking hands in front of the TV, smiling around. You know, you got Al Sharpton. What are you doing for the condition of Black America right now? You could be on TV talking about how high unemployment is, but what are you going to do? Are you going to, you can talk about how the Supreme Court knocked down the Voting Rights Act, but you're not going to hold the Democrats accountable for not standing up and defending it or bringing it to Congress and make an amendment. But you're going to come out here just because you want to be a celebrity. And that's what
yes,
Al
sir.
Sharpton is. He's a celebrity. And he's and the sad part about it is, sir, they got individuals like yourself. I'm not trying to put you in a box. Individuals like yourself thinking that he speaks for us or we follow him and look at him. You know, I mean, I will admit, in my youth, I did follow him and Tawana Brawley at that time because there was a high case of police brutality and all that going around. But then when everything came out, and, you know, when everything came out and him not really admitting to us, like, yeah, you know, it's just like, ah. But then the grappler, I don't know how many people listen to me around the world, but the grappler is, you know, who forget about the cocaine deals and him wearing a wire with the federal government at that time in the early 70s. But that's Al Sharpton. But, you know, as years go on and on, America tends to forget the past. We are just a today, tomorrow generation,
yes,
a nation. You know, we're
yes,
not. We don't look at yesterday, because if we always look at yesterday, the problems we got right now, we wouldn't even have. We wouldn't
yes,
see the same. You know, we wouldn't go through
mm-hmm.
the same wars. We wouldn't go through the same economic. We would not make the same bubbles. We would not be doing the savings and loans through the housing crisis, through all these internet.coms. We would not be trying to do the same bubble. We're trying to put Americans back to work. You know, we try to do the things that got us great instead of trying to do things that are not fair. But I just wanted
yes.
to let you know on Al Sharpton is not, and I repeat, and I got callers online that can probably attest to that too, Al Sharpton is not the spokesperson of Black America. And I don't know if it's the media, like everybody wants to say, the right-wing media or the left-wing, the liberal mass media. It's the media, whether you hate Al Sharpton, they put him out there to make everybody look at him. He's a clown he is. And it's the left media, look, we gave you. We gave you a black guy to speak at you. Now you got this buffoon up there that what the right-wing media is making a fun of and making him look like he's the leader of us. If the left-wing media give him all the pub and publicity, give him all the access pass to project that image of him, and then at the bottom of the pyramid, you got us black people right here realizing, man, step down, please. You're embarrassing us. And that's
well, I
want to
thank you, sir. I want to thank you for explaining that to me, and I want to give you the respect and wish you the best, and I thank you for having me on your show.
I appreciate you. Thank you for calling from Texas. Let me go and bring another call in. What's going on? This is Sean from Cleveland. What's happening, Sean?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
You, what's yeah. going on?
Huh? Hey, quit talking
yeah,
about
you.
My
How
boy
you doing?
Al, man. Huh? Quit talking about Al, man. That's my boy.
Nah, man. That is your boy, man. You see how he look now? He needs some vitamins,
boy.
Man. He really needs some vitamins, don't he? Tell the truth. You know,
he's
needs some
fasting,
vitamins.
Man. He's fasting, man.
We need to slow down that fast a little bit. Slow down. He's moving too fast. You know he's moving. You know, but I'm just saying. You feel Al Sharpton is your leader?
Oh man, ain't nobody my leader, man. He just a black man with a job. That's all. Who said he was a leader? You got a cool group of leaders, man. But he's a good speaker, I tell you that.
Father's civil rights leader. You know, I'm quite sure you studied African American history. I mean, you studied the past, the black and white history. You know,
I like him, man, because all he got is a high school diploma. And look how far he done got. And we got all these people with college ain't doing nothing but sit on the sidelines and talk.
What has Al Sharpton done?
Look at him. He ran for president. And he led a lot of stuff. Went to jail.
Oh, the Karamozzi Braun. So did Freddie Douglas.
He went to jail a lot. Who else been doing that?
Hey, he did go to jail.
Who else draw the attention? Who else draw the attention?
You're right. Listen. Right, he did go to jail. He did sell some cocaine, and he did fairly wiretap and set some people up back in that.
And all this with a high school diploma. No, I think the guy did pretty good.
I mean, of course. I'm not knocking his success, but as far as leadership
ability, you are knocking his success.
How's that? How so?
Huh? Not listening like you was, man.
This is by saying that he wore a wire for the federal government back in the day, why he set people up for cocaine back in the 70s.
Maybe that's what he thought he needed to do to stop some drugs. Thank you. Who knows?
And for saying that he was never around in the 60s in the March to Birmingham or the movement like that.
Did he have to be? Where was he from?
New York.
Okay, so he probably was in something else. He probably was in the black movement at that time with the marches and stuff. Did he claim he Marcus Martin? I don't think.
If you call yourself a reverend and a civil rights movement, reverend, civil rights, that's black power. That's the 60s. There are no civil rights reverends unless you was in a civil rights movement. You don't claim civil rights unless you was in the civil rights.
Was he claiming civil rights back then?
Now he's down with James Brown.
I said, was he claiming? Oh, well, shoot, he could have been.
He was no black. He was Black Panther either.
Okay, well, it could have been a lot of other things. I mean, he had to be down with getting beat up. Now he had to be down with doing all that.
No, right. Everybody can't sacrifice themselves for the many. You know, not all those have it in themselves to sacrifice themselves. You know, that is true. Because everybody who's talking now, all the pundits that are talking now, did not shed blood. Even Jesse did not shed blood. Did not get no dogs at all. Everybody, the ones that did not.
That was a voluntary thing, Jimmy.
It's like the army. It's like how can you talk about the army and never even served? You know, how can you say that when it's a volunteer? You know,
they volunteer to go do that stuff, man. I mean, you can't hold and say because everybody didn't want to volunteer to go. Remember, you had black movements that didn't want to go bow down to white people and get beat up by white people.
And then those right now talking about that they did.
Huh?
And those right now talking about they did.
Did he say the Al Sharpton say he did?
Well, I don't know, but I know every Martin Luther King event, every crowning moment of civil rights event,
They got Martin Luther King. Well, no, he ain't. I ain't never hear him say he was there.
He was never there.
I never hear him say he was there. Huh?
No, he can't say it because it's just the imagery it's the imagery of it. Because another non-intelligent African American would see those faces and think, okay, he was there because of the term reverend and civil rights.
They would see him because of the stuff that he done did. He done marching. He done marched and draw attention to a lot of stuff. Went to jail behind a lot of stuff.
Listen,
that's why they
marching,
know him.
Horrible. What attention have he drawn to? What issue has he drawn attention to? Trayvon Martin, killer still walking the street. He failed on that, though. He failed there.
Well, he drawn attention. Well, everybody failed there then.
Brawley lied. He failed there. I got somebody from D.C. calling in right here. What's going on, Linda from D.C.? What's going on, Linda? How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. What comment you got to make on? What's your comment and take on the situation that's happening?
The thing is that that's part of the problem, right? We look at these people who are merely figureheads, and then the people expect them to be saviors, right? And they can't save you from a society that does not want to be saved. And you can't say that the things that he has accomplished or the things that he tried to stand up for, that he's a failure because they didn't work out. Because honestly, he was just somebody that was saying, this is wrong. We need to show that this is wrong. We need to show that guess what? People are behind those who have been wrong, especially when we're talking about Zimmerman. But at the end of the day, the judicial system is what failed us. And those failures of the judicial system are still being seen continuously, throughout our society.
No, this is what I'm saying. The reason why I said that he failed us in that essence was because he took the energy and spirit of that crowd and led them to the jailhouse instead of the courthouse or the legislation department to get the laws changed. You see, instead, what he did was the monkey in the middle game. He did a shell game. He took all that energy and used that for a photo opportunity. And look, I got the masses behind me. And we're going to, like Sean said, march down here.
Jimmy, well, how was he going to change the laws with that? I don't understand.
Well, let me tell you this how. This is how. If the people of Florida elect the legislators, then you take the people of Florida to the legislative departments, and they can tell their legislation right then, we want this law overturned. We are the voters. We're the people. People take the power.
You know what, Jimmy? You know what, Jimmy? I'm going to tell you this. I do apologize, Sean, for interrupting. I'm going to tell you this. I had the misperception of thinking that me taking a problem to my legislators would make a difference. I had that misperception that me going and saying to those who I am a constituent of, hey, there's a wrong that's being committed here. I need your help. I made the mistake of going to them thinking that they would do something. And you know what? They did do something. They wrote a letter. And that letter did nothing for me. It didn't help me. It didn't dissuade those from who were doing wrong. It did not stop or hinder in one shape, form, or iota anything that had been done that I wrote them about. So honestly, it caused me to realize that these people, although they are elected, are not doing things that really are supposed to help the people that elect them.
Then that's when the people take that elected official out. I guarantee you, if a politician
is not an elected official. No.
When I look, you take the people to their elected officials. If all those people who are so upset about that law in their county, in their state, would have went to their elected officials, 100, 200, and said, we don't like this law. There's an election coming up. You're out of here. If you don't do nothing with it right then, I guarantee you it would have been moved. But by not taking it to the legislator.
Where is your proof that that ever works? It don't work.
The problem is that the time those things are realized is not before they happen. I mean, no one would have known that Zimmerman was going to murder Trayvon. No one would have known. I mean, you know what I'm saying? All these things are retrospective. And so there's no way to say ahead of time, hey, why don't we have laws that protect the people? And when we don't, why is it these elected officials don't help us get these laws passed?
Then you take those elected officials off. Hold on, I got someone calling in from Chicago. What's going on, Ms. Watkins? How you doing?
Good evening, everyone. I'm doing great. Just got off the women prayer line.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, we're just talking about how elected officials are not serving the people. Do you have a comment on that?
The elected officials?
Yeah.
Well, quite naturally, I've been in politics for over 30-some years in Chicago, Illinois. I've helped at least 75% of the people get elected that are in office, African-American people. And there were a few, other that I helped get in office too, ethnic groups. But what I want to say is that I just heard a few of the comments from some of the people that's on the call right now. We understand that elected officials are not doing what they need to do. They are supposed to be for the people, by the people, of the people, but they are not doing what they are elected to do. I believe that reason why they are not doing some of the things they need to do and they are elected to do by the constituent and the voters is because some of them just don't even know what they're doing. They're just sitting in seats. I don't believe that, first of all, you have to know law. If anybody, you don't have to be an elected official or an attorney to know law. You have to first study law. When you know law, then you can take that and use that against and for anything, for and against anything, anybody. Some of our elected officials don't even know law. Some of them don't even know why they're sitting in the seat. Some of them don't even know their boundaries and districts. How do I know? Because I speak with elected officials for the last, I've spoken with the elected officials for the last 30-some years. And so you do, we do, or we must get these people out of office. Yes, I'm responsible for helping some of these people get in office, but I didn't think they were going to get in office and do what they have done. I put them in office, helped them get in office by knocking on doors, getting signatures, and by working on various campaigns so that people can get what is needed. Justice needs to be served, and justice has not been served. And not just justice on the political side, but what about our judges that are being elected? You know, we judges in society of Illinois, they get slated by the Democratic Party. And those people may not be qualified to be judges. Judges make the final decisions in the courtroom. The state's attorneys are there to protect us, and the judges the state's attorneys are there to protect us, and they are to let the judges give them an idea of what needs to be done, but it's up to the judge to make the final decision because they are the ones that can censure you and do whatever needs to be done. So the whole thing is messed up. The whole thing is bamboozled, crazy. It's messed up. Everything has to go. The whole thing is messed up. The whole system is broke. It needs to be fixed.
So then Al Sharpton did the right thing.
Excuse me?
So I'm saying so then Al Sharpton did the right thing by bringing attention to the Trayvon thing and not taking it to the county officials like Jimmy said and saying we're going to put you out of office if you don't change the laws. Because you just said the system is messed up, right?
The system is broken. Yeah, it's broken.
Right.
The system is. Can you hear me?
Right, right. And I was just saying because what Jimmy said that he was making it sound like the system is not broken. If you just gather up enough people to gather around these officials and say, hey, we're going to vote you out of office, then things would change. But you saying the system is broke, and I said, yes, it is broke. And we were saying, I said, so Al Sharpton did do the right thing by drawing attention to the Trayvon issue instead of trying to negotiate with county officials to change the law.
Well, I say this. I mean, anytime anybody brings something, expose anything or brings something to the attention of the people and government, you know, even when you expose, you know, thank you, Holy Spirit. Anytime you do anything that is good, and I think what Al Sharpton did was a good thing, let the country know and the world know this is what goes on. But let me say this to you, to anybody. You can bring anything out and expose anybody, but what are you going to do about it? You can bring anything out. You can expose anything, anybody, but what are you going to do about it? What happened with Trayvon Martin? What happened with the march on Washington? What? See, I don't look at what people do. I look at the end results of everything. And everybody might have good intentions, but what are you going to do? And I can talk about so many different things in Chicago because we are one of the most racist, divided. We are the most racist, prejudiced, and totally divided city in America. And I found this out when I went to California on the West Coast when I was 25, and that was 30 years ago when the white boys would stop me and say, you're from Chicago, aren't you scared to live there? I'm like, scared of what? They said, because of the racism. And I was like, you know what, I didn't even know what racism was at that time. You know, although I knew about King and Malcolm and all other stuff, but see, I got a chance, God allowed me to get a chance to be on the inside. to work on the political campaigns, to work with congressmen and state reps and senators and presidents and governors and mayors and aldermen and commissioners. See, when you get a chance to, oh, hallelujah, when you get a chance to be in the presence of people, hallelujah, then you can see what's really going on. A lot of people, you know, I'm not saying you have to know every elected official, but you have to know what's going on out here. What I mean by that, you have to know how people vote. What do they feel is right is wrong? You know, a lot of these elected officials, who are they? What are their backgrounds? What are their lifestyles? What have they done? I said the system is broke because it is broke. And the only person that can fix this system, it's got to be us. God is the only one. Because when you read, I think that's Revelation 13 talks about politics and what government was going to do, and that's what's going on right now. It's in the scriptures,
well,
in Revelation.
Well, sister, the only way God is going to fix the system, he's going to destroy the whole thing. That's according to your...
No, well, whatever. I mean, I didn't say how he's going to do it.
So when you're talking about fix the system, I don't know. You can relate God and positive. I don't know how you can do that. Because
you fix the system. Well, I just say that this thing is broken and God has to fix it. And you can take it, people can take that however they want to take it. That's just what I believe, that the only way this thing is going to get fixed, God is going to have to do it because the people can't do it. The people can't do it. King can do it. Come on, Malcolm can do it. Hell, Washington, it was the black first African-American mayor. Well, they said it was another mayor before him.
The system is not broke, sister. The system is not broke. It's designed to set up. It's designed to set up the way it's supposed to function. Okay.
But we
believe that we're part of the system. We're not part of the system.
Let me say this. I disagree. I think the system is broken. Because let me tell you something. If you look out into our society, we don't have to say whether or not it's broken. We can see that it's broken.
Come on.
We got people killing each other. We got so many heinous crimes that are being committed. The system is definitely broken. But when you have a system where people care more about the money and the dollar than they do about human lives, and these are the same human lives that they are supposed to be protecting, there is something wrong.
Amen.
And until somebody can begin to care, the reason why Thurgood Marshall, the reason why Martin Luther King, the reason why some of these people who stood up and marched for the rights of the people in this society, the reason why they succeeded is because they cared more about themselves. Those kids that sat in at those counters.
Thank you.
While they had dogs sicked on them and people spitting in their faces.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? They cared more about their own interests, and they said, as a people, we have to do better. But
I don't disagree, but I'm just saying the system is already, I mean, we've been trying to fix it. People have been trying to fix the system for years, and it hasn't changed. Okay?
It's like you're
wasting time trying to change something that's not going to change.
Right. Everything is by design. It's by design, but just because it's by design doesn't mean it's not broken. See, you got to understand, everything is done for its own purpose, its own reason. But that doesn't mean that it's not broken. It is, you know, the sister's right, exactly what she said. Just like this telephone conversation, it should be thousands of black people that care about what's going on. It should be thousands of people on this telephone call right now. There are so many people in Chicago that's hurting. But you can't even get people on the lines on any kind of thing. You can. People just do not want to work together. But you can get Hispanics working together, Indian people work together, Koreans work together. How do I know? Because I have friends, and I do business with all of them. And they all work together. How do I know? Because I'm doing business with them. But when it's time to work with us as African-American people, we just do not work together. So maybe we should say then this. Our system is broke, how we do things, the way we do stuff. We're all torn to pieces and broke Because there's no way in the world we can have as many elected officials are in office right now, and some of our sources of mine, before they even got in office, they asked me to help them get elected. When you help me get elected, yeah, if you're going to do the right thing, I help anybody get elected. Come on. But when they get in office, it's something different. Well, I don't know why.
Well, what I was saying, I was just looking at the international thing, right? And I was, well, not to take it away, but the system is made to look like it's working, but really it's designed to be twisted. It's designed to fail people. I'm just looking at this international thing. I hate to take y'all there, but with the gas things, I found out those were Russian gas missiles that was used over in Syria. So I don't know, Russia sells missiles to Syria, and now we say Syria wrong for having those missiles. I don't understand. It's like the system, we all believe in the system that's supposed to work right, but it's like it's already designed to set you up to fail. Does that make any sense?
Well,
no, that's because for far too long we have allowed those who believe in the dollar, those who don't
Thank
care
you.
About the human rights and the civil rights, and just the
Thank
equal
you.
Opportunity rights or the equal
exactly.
rights of people to be in charge. And you're seeing a snowball
exactly.
effect, right? At first you start out
right.
as a little snowball, and then when you see that it works and those people get ahead, then those other ones that want to get ahead start putting their hands and their keys in the pot, you see? And so then that's how things
right,
start
sister.
To get out of control.
Exactly.
And you know,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take it there. Sorry about that. I should have explained it much better. My bad.
No. You did a good job of explaining it. I'm not critiquing what you said at all. I'm just giving my guess on why we have such a huge problem. The reason why you can see these people that are allowing things like this to flourish is because these powers have been given too much power and have been made to be too powerful. There is
right.
no longer the accountability for actions, especially by those that are in charge. You see what
right.
I'm saying? People can make rules for me as a person that's at the bottom of the barrel, but they're not holding the barrel accountable. The barrel
exactly.
is not to be as accountable as
exactly.
what's in the barrel.
That's
you
right.
see what I'm saying?
And
you can't.
That's right, sister. And I agree with you because when I looked at the civil rights movement, and some of the people in Chicago, and I'm speaking of Chicago, and I've lived in other places too, and been in other states, but I know I just talk about Chicago because it's a state that's so political. Chicago is so political that it can't even do nothing but be political. It's like, can we come out of this political state and mind and do something different? When the civil rights movement, when all those black people marched with Martin Luther King so that we can have things as African American people, I'm 55 years old. Why do we still have leaders? Now, check this out. When my mama was my age, my mama was in her 30s, we still have the same leaders. Now, my mother's dead in her grave. She's 80-some years old. Why today we still have the same leaders leading us? You know why? Because what happened is this, what the sister just said. We don't want to pass nothing down. We don't want to pass the baton. Everybody wants to stay in power. I got to stay in power. Forget all the people. So this is what happens. So we got a million black people walking around in court. We don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on. They are lost because we got the same people from 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago still leading us. What's wrong with other people stepping up and grabbing the baton and to lead? See,
and how
so
you
I got a new...
How you know that it's a big problem? How you know that it's a big problem is that we have people that have given their lives so that we, as African Americans, could have some rights, and then not as long as a couple of months ago, that we have somebody that is very popular on TV because she stood up calling people niggers. You see what I'm saying? Racism is just as much of a problem today as it is back in the 50s. The only difference is they're not putting the horses and guns and dogs on us. Well, they're still putting the guns, not the dogs. And
you know, we hurt our own selves. We hurt our own selves. We, as African-American people,
we
hurt our own selves.
Why would we look to politics as leaders for us anyway. I mean, politics is for politicians. Politicians are people who just want a job that handles a lot of money coming from the government. They're just managers of money. And we want to make a manager of money our leader.
But see, they're not supposed to be managing money. They're supposed to be managing the people. No, they are supposed to be managing the interests of the people.
Writing laws and stuff. They made it about money. It was not about money. They made it about money. And then they put on the dollar bill and God we trust. When you do your history, where's my history, major?
Wait a minute! Don't they deal with money being rationed to the community?
But that's
money comes down from the mayor and council.
It was for them to make laws and things, you know, to write laws,
okay,
to put things into action for the people. But they made it out of a business. They made politics as a business now. China and all this other stuff. This is not what was supposed to take place. She's right, and you know, and a lot of elected officials that have gotten in office. Like, you know, the Thurgood Marshalls and the Adam Clay Paul Jr. and all those people like that, the William Dawsons. See, we have to remember what happens. Money changes people. Money, a fool and his money shall soon depart. Money is the root of all evil for the love of money. What people have done, like the sister said, they have made this into a money business type thing. This wasn't supposed to be about money. This is supposed to be about the things, the laws and things of the states. Of the different things that's taking place, but they have made this about money. Everything is politics is about money now. In Chicago, everything is about money. We're going to beautify the city. But that's
you
not
know,
what
the
crazy part of the government was not about.
When you
that.
Do the right thing and when you protect the interests of the people, the money works itself out.
Right.
That's the funny
and
thing.
And see, the reason why I'm speaking of African-American people because I help too many black politicians get in office, and I just look and shake my head at them. I look at them. I see them every day. They respect me. I respect them. But, good on me, honey.
Why,
I look
why
at them and
you
say, you know what?
Why would you ever think they're supposed to do anything for you? I mean, they're there to
no,
be managers
of money.
I don't
want to, listen, sir, when I'm saying do anything for me, you're supposed to do for the people. Let me tell you one thing.
What
does
it say a politician supposed to do anything for the people other than manage money? Really? I mean, basically, they're managers
of money.
You keep
saying manage money. I don't know where you get this manage money stuff from.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Doing because
where have you read that at? Tell me where you read that at.
They distribute money. They administer money.
As being the only politician on the line here. As being
the
only politician on the line here, I'm supposed to bring resources back.
I don't think anybody bills anything like that. I don't understand.
What makes you think that these people that...
Let me give you an example. I'm Sean from Cleveland. Of what they're supposed to do. Let me give you an example of a crazy man with Jesse Jackson did. I'm going to give him a little props. There's a little town in Dick's Moore. They didn't have clean water. He had the laws, open the regulations, looking able for things to come through there so water can flow. Then you have some people that might change regulation and laws so you can bring a factory or a plant in some areas so you can provide jobs. So I'm saying, and then there might be, let's look at the Interstate Commerce Law Act. Now, that law act is a very important law act because that's the law that gave us the right to sit at the counter. See, it was no state right law because every business has a right to say who they want in their businesses, not in their businesses, but by the Congress passing the Interstate Commerce Law, saying by you are preventing money.
Well,
stately, I'm traveling out the state and preventing commerce from acting. That's where those laws passed. See, those are things that can happen. It's not more about money. But I got somebody calling in from 404. Let me bring them in for 1 second, see what they got to say.
Well, hey, Jimmy, and another thing is that, well, I'll tell you an example of a governor that did the right thing for his people. When Governor Christie, when they had that big storm up there in New Jersey, you know, and his people needed help. He's New Jersey, right? Not New York. Right, he's New Jersey, and when his people needed help, he didn't say, "Hey, I'm a Republican and you're a Democrat. I'm going to turn you down." He said, "Do what you can do to help us, Mr. President."
Okay,
you see,
for
and that's
you,
what
you're
politicians are supposed to do.
Distribute some money down, right?
Hey, Mr. Jimmy Lee, how you doing, brother?
All right, what's going on? We calling
from
Atlanta.
I'm calling from Atlanta. I talked to Ms. Dorothy a lot on the show in Chicago, but I sent Anthony some information for Ms. Dorothy, and you two and it's about this mind control that this government running, this shadow government of the government that's using subliminal synthetic telepathy on people to make people do what they do, i.e. like this brother that we end up shooting up the Navy base today. So I know this deep. I know y'all not talking about that on your show, man, but I got to tell this all everybody in the country, man. That's why people doing what they're doing. So just check, just have everybody check her emails. I don't send her a whole bunch of stuff for you and Ms. Dorothy, man. So we got to get the word out, man.
Why don't you go ahead and share that?
Oh, no, I want to link over. I want to talk on that, too. You there?
Yes, sir.
I want to talk on that, too, because that's just saying, right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can go to www.freedomfchs. It's Freedom From Coercive harassment, surveillance, man, and they
because,
stalking
because
individuals.
Because they're saying this guy got, he's saying he's seen the psychiatrist. Who is the psychiatrist? What was they doing to this guy? Was they hypnotizing this brother? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
man. Yeah,
they're
doing
that
to a lot of people, man. They're doing it to a lot of people to try this.
Yeah.
They're trying to undermine the Constitution of the United States. It's the shadow wing of the government, man, working with big business.
Okay.
It's the military weapon, man. They figured out how to get in people's mind, man. But I sent y'all the report I got, the latest report I got, is how the CIA developed this whole thing and how it's working, man. So y'all just check, tell Ebony to check her email. I sent it to her yesterday evening, but if she don't get it, I'll send it to her again, man, because this is serious, bro. And they don't figure out how to get in people's mind, man. And that's why people doing what they're doing now, bro.
Okay, she probably going to send it and give
what's
it to me.
What's the website again?
It's Freedom, and then FCHS. It's Freedom First, and then FCHS. Freedom From Coercive Harassment and Surveillance, man. Okay? Just go to that website and just listen to the people talk and just say, well, oh, man, that seems like somebody I know. It might be me. Where they make you think you're going crazy or whatever, man. This is deep, bro. This shit about to bust wide open, man. Because it's people.
Hey,
what is your
take on why this happened?
I just told you it's a shadow government that's trying to subvert this government, man. They trying to get everybody to do crazy stuff so they can put everybody under martial law, and they're trying to take over this government, man. And that's why they have.
But is there any chance that the way people have been treated is causing them to respond this way?
You don't think it's workplace abuse? You don't think he was getting it could have been workplace abuse.
It's all contributing factors, man. They make it think like you, it's a workplace thing, man. They can get him as your subconscious and have you and your wife arguing. You could think your wife cheating, or your wife could think your husband cheating. These folks are slick, man. They can make you think your neighbor doing something to you, man.
I know about all the projects and all that. Yeah, the Montauk, you brainwash people to do things, soldiers and stuff. Like, I'm aware of all that.
Remember when the Iraqi soldiers just surrendered and just gave up their guns? They thought they were listening to the voice of God telling them to surrender, man. Okay, that's why they gave up their weapons and lined up, okay? Remember when the president in that first debate was just sitting there dumbfounded? Okay, he's a targeted individual, too, and he don't know it. Cause, I mean, he might know it, but it's the shadow wing of the government doing this here, man. Okay,
we know it's a shadow wing, but how do you get at this shadow wing of the government? I mean, people been knowing
it's a military weapon, man. It's a military weapon they use. Listen. It's a military weapon they use to go against other people and other people they fight in the military, and it also was used to help diplomats, i.e., that go in other countries and get hemmed up. They got it where they can do remote neurological viewing, where they can talk to you at the same time and look through your eyes and see what you're seeing and tell you what to do. They can control your five senses, man. Okay?
Okay.
And I sent y'all all.
So what do you do when you know all this?
You got to fight it and tell it. That's what I'm doing. Telling y'all. That's what you do. That's the only way to do it, man. And let people know what's going on so you can rise above this here and use your God frequency so you can discern between this evil element and go to your real country, to the Most High, to try to fight this here, man. That's the only thing I know right now, man, is to try to let people know what's going on, man. Okay. Then by everybody that's targeted, it's about 1 million people in this country is targeted, man, okay? And then they got another, like, millions of some people that they tell it not to go for it, that's not happening. And you don't believe me? Just check every Sunday after people come from church, and you can tell that the church people, when they come from church, they how mean they are. They're putting this technology in our church steeples. And if you look on these churches sometimes, you'll see cell phone towers, man. It's all microwave, electronic, magnetic, off of Wi-Fi.
I'm not trying to be funny, but should we go break down a cell phone tower? Stop it.
Well, it's deeper than the cell phone. It's off the cell phone tower, but really they're coming off the satellite, man. It's going from the satellite up in the sky.
But right. But and you say go to the Most High. How do you do that? I mean, what, do you just pray or
don't you
still go to work
country,
every day?
Man,
I mean,
don't
what?
You got a God country that you know for right and wrong, yes and no? You know it's right and wrong, don't
but,
you?
Right, but what I'm saying is,
country, brother. That's your God country.
What I'm
country.
Saying
you
is,
know, right
I heard this before.
Well, you
right,
going to hear it again? Because the more people are telling me. So
okay,
what?
Okay, but then, Well, I've been aware of this for years, and there's just nothing's changed. Matter of fact, the government's getting even better, and people, this information has been out. So and nobody's doing. I mean, people are letting.
But look here,
know,
check this out, man. It was
know.
Look here. It was a government weapon, right? But the government, some roles of the government has stolen the technology and sold it to a private business. So, i.e., if you get in a beef with somebody, they can call this little private investigating company and start targeting you, man. First, they started with gaslighting.
Okay.
And
so,
there's nothing
you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it, really.
It's always something you can do about it, man. You got to be
there's
a turn
nothing.
Of optimist, man. We got to beat
there's
this,
nothing.
Man. We can do it.
No, the best way is no. You can. There's nothing you can do about it because if you
it's something
God,
you can do about
and
it.
And you know, there's nothing you can do about it. You're supposed to let God handle it, right? Your Most High. You just said that, right? So there's nothing you can do.
God
will
tell you how to handle it. I'm just
right,
putting the information
panic.
Out there, man.
I understand. You cool.
I'm just putting the information out there, bro. All I can do is put the information out there. Take it or leave it alone, okay? But when somebody that you see walk up to you and start, when somebody walk up to you and just start mean mugging you in the streets of Chicago, and you wonder why brother looking at you finna dump you, and you wonder what's in that brother mind, okay?
Come
you gotta
on.
Wake up, man.
All I can do, bro. Hey, I'm ready
Chicago.
To go to heaven.
You don't know, man. They got people, man. They could tell somebody just all of a sudden, just hey, see that brother over there, man.
But you know what? It's a secret. It's a secret to that, my man. Let me tell you the secret. The secret is this, okay? If you don't fear death, it ain't gonna work. It ain't. The whole thing is, it got a lot to do with you being in fear, man. Don't fear it. Okay, because you'll have stress, you have a heart attack or something that's probably not going to happen.
They
no
can
one
give
knows
you a
future.
Heart attack, bro.
Listen,
they can
let me tell you.
Look here, man.
No one knows. Listen, no one knows the future. No one knows if you're gonna walk outside, get hit by a car. People can tell you stuff, man. You don't know it till it.
Dude, I got the report from the CIA right now. I don't send
he
it to all.
He's trying to just warn you, young man.
I got the CIA report. I just sent it to Mr. Jimmy Lee. I sent a report to Mr. Jimmy Lee and everybody I know, man. Okay?
Right.
It's out there, brother. You can take it or leave
he's
it alone. But
you,
just some solutions, man. Just some solutions.
I just told
solution.
You what the solution was. You
the
told me it ain't
The solution is
not.
God.
Right.
You know what? The solution is God. Now, I've listened to you all talk back and forth. It's we in our last days, and you all have to know
sure,
your Bible.
And
you're not reading
is,
scriptures.
Is,
you have to know God is.
What
God
it is, what
is,
it is just a battle against good and evil, man. That's what is happening.
That's
it's
all it is.
It's a battle of good and evil. And before
is.
Your time, brother, hey, look here. Before your time, this earth was in an intergalactic war against good and evil, okay?
Right.
And it's about
right.
to jump off some yeah, serious jump, man.
Between
God. Good and evil. Not
can
no auto Cadillac you drive, this intergalactic stuff here, bro.
I understand what the brother's saying. Can I drop something on you, bro?
Go ahead, man.
Okay.
I just,
okay. Now this has been since beginning the full time though. This is okay. It's about reincarnation, man. Listen.
Right. You don't believe in God because if you say reincarnation, you don't believe in God.
Can I finish? reincarnation. Can I finish? Reincarnation is when, okay, if you die and you're fearful, you get reincarnated back here on Earth.
Oh, my
okay?
God. Earth,
and
oh,
let
my
me,
God.
Hear me out. Hear me out. Can I finish, sister? Goodness. Listen, the so-called devil is control of this Earth, right? So this is hell. In order to leave hell, you can't be fearful of death. When you fear, because when you die, you're supposed to go see God. If people are scared of death, and that means they're scared to go see God, you get reincarnated.
My man, I ain't putting no fear out there. I'm just telling you what's going on, bro.
If
I was scared, I wouldn't be talking about this here, man.
Right.
If I was scared of this, I wouldn't be talking about it,
man.
I do understand. If you talk about dying and living, we talking about now, man. We talking about now. I ain't worried about dying, man. I'm talking about now.
I don't even know you.
If I was scared, look here, bro. They got people that they target and they're so scared they stuck in their house, okay? I'm one of the ones that's coming out with this here, man, okay? So I'm
good,
not scared.
Good,
I don't
like,
fear
good,
these
good,
folks, man.
Good. But have a solution, too.
I'm just giving you a solution. I'm telling you about it.
Right.
I'm telling you about it.
Don't fear
this
it.
This is just my own opinion. But I think that any time – I believe that. I definitely believe in good and I believe in evil. I'm a firm believer in God. But I also know that when you allow evil to continue to flourish, then guess what? All of these other things just become a new manifestation of a bigger evil. Okay? And what we're seeing is a problem in this society and where people are feeling, or I can't say that that's what happened with this person, whatever happened at the Navy Yard, but I can say that these things that are occurring are signs of a bigger problem.
Sure will.
A much bigger problem. And that problem is that people are not feeling that something that is supposed to occur has occurred, whether it be loss of jobs, loss of family, or loss of whatever. There's some sort of unrest that is happening right now.
And the solution is, man, the solution
is. The things that are happening are just symbols and symptoms.
The solution is people are waking up, man. People are waking up with their conscious mind, your pituitary gland, and your third eye.
But you can't wake up.
That's
what
the solution is.
You can't wake up and commit wrong.
That's
the problem. You can't say, I'm going to take care of a wrong by committing a bigger wrong.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to do, to let y'all know.
You now contributed to the demise of us as a society.
So therefore, if you know that these folks are doing this to y'all, then you got to say, that's wrong, I'm above this. My God, I know that's not in my conscience to even try to do no wrong against my brother and my sister. You're right, sister. You're right.
So then, instead of going out and shooting people like Zimmerman did, you look at ways to protect and then change the interest. You see what I'm saying? You're right. You
yeah,
got
the everybody
law,
got
the you create laws that are going to protect us. But by,
look here,
basically, but by shooting
basically,
someone,
basically, everybody, let me explain to you how this works. Basically, everybody's mind is on 6 hertz, okay? Six hertz, that's electrical frequency. So what we have to do is raise our frequency level, raise our brain to go over this frequency, because they shooting at between 75 megahertz and 750 gigahertz.
Let me explain this technology to you, okay?
They're going off your electromagnetic field, and how they do it is everybody in your DNA code has a certain frequency number, and i.e., if you go to the doctor or whatever and you give blood or whatever you have to do medically, they get your DNA sequence, your code, your number, and then if they want to target you, they tap into your numbers on your code and punch it in the magic computer, and it comes off the satellite. And that's how it works, where they jam these people with synthetic mind control. You think somebody else, are you conscious?
I believe in God, and I don't think that there's a frequency out here that can control
me. Ma'am, what they're doing,
I'm going to send that
Hold on, I'm going to rescind that last statement. And I'm not
going to
say that I think. I'm not going to say that I think that there's a frequency. I'm going to say that I know for a fact that there is not a frequency that can control
me. Would you listen to me? Would you listen to me for 1 minute? The way they're doing the technology, they're making people think they're talking to God, and you're not. You're talking to the beast, okay? That's all I'm trying to do. You have to figure out how
to
discern.
Well,
I'm
not talking to the beast. What I'm saying is I believe in a higher power, and
that higher power is not controlled
by a frequency.
I'm telling you that's how it works, ma'am.
And that same frequency, well, let's just use your theory, okay? Let's use your theory. We're going to use your same theory and what I know about frequencies and what I know about satellites. And we're going to use what I know about footprints, okay? And those footprints control the signals and magnetic, electromagnetic fields. So we're going to use your same theory. Those same theories of frequency and megahertz and kilohertz and gigahertz and things like that that you're speaking of wouldn't control one, sir. If that was true, they would control the masses.
That's what they can do that.
So,
they can
so you
do what you think the people in Iran do, ma'am. What you think the people in Egypt are doing?
Let me see if I can maybe put it into a different way.
Let me explain.
Make it a little easier to understand.
Somebody's trying to explain something to you, and you already coming off the
phone.
Look at the people in Egypt. Look at the people in Egypt. Ma'am, would you listen, please? I'm just here to give you the information. Look at the people in Egypt, how they got them in the street, ma'am. All they got to do is right now they're talking to people individual, okay? And if they get mad, they can talk to everybody at the same time and get people in the street, okay? What they doing now, they're targeting folks individually now with shooting up so they can take your guns first, okay?
So they're talking to all you all right now.
You can't be fearful. I know it's not preposterous, ma'am, but they use synthetic telepathy where you think you're talking to God. Say what now?
Area, then guess what? It's going to affect the
name. Ma'am, if you
guys
you got an email address, I can see you the information I got, and you can figure that for yourself.
Sir.
Okay.
Can I say something, please? Sir, listen, I hear what you're saying. I hear what everybody's saying. Sir, but you know what? In our last days, God said he's going to pour his spirit upon this earth. Now, I speak of a superior being. I don't go by all this other stuff that people are talking about. Listen, please. Because all of y'all, you can't get nothing across. You're trying to let people know what's wrong.
Go ahead, lady. You're talking.
Sir. Sir, would you please stop arguing with these people? You know you cannot convince people. What did God say? He said in the last days that people was going to be the lovers of themselves, believing what they want to believe. You cannot convince people. You got to just convince yourself and your family. Let me tell you why. Because I'm on the phone with you all. I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm listening to what they're saying. I don't listen to all this mess because you're saying that it's going to cause everybody to be in confusion. You guys are all saying crazy stuff, and I want to get off the phone. So let me say this to you all. Listen, please. Sir, that's some good information. But you have to remember one thing. You cannot convince people. People have to have in their own mind and their own heart what they're going to do. That's the same way telling people about the Bible. Everybody don't believe in the Bible. Everybody don't believe in this and that. You I understand you're doing a good thing. But when you have to argue with people, and because that's God is not the confusion of argument, those senses might be working on this phone right now because everybody's going crazy. And there's only five people. Imagine it was a million people on this phone. That's what I'm saying. In the last days, you got to almost just worry about yourself. And I learned that because when you try to tell people something, everybody thinks they know everything, everybody want to speak, and everybody got their opinion. But the only thing going to last is what you do for God. Some people said that is he said it with some reincarnation. Did God say reincarnation in the Bible? But then he might believe in reincarnation. Some people say this is
born again.
It's all this stuff. That's what you believe. I studied with Muslims. I studied with this. I studied with Israelites. I studied with Jehovah's Witness. I studied with the Christians. I studied with the Apostolics. I studied with every religion when I was 12 years old to I was 20-some years old. God let me study with Catholics. I studied with every religion. I went to their churches. I listened to them. I read their Bibles. I did everything I had to do. I'm talking about all those religions I just made to you. All those religions made by man. God said
when he come back, it ain't about no religion. It ain't about none of this stuff. People are so confused and so messed up that that's what the devil wants you to be, so you don't know what's going on. You talking about this and that and that. I just tell you one thing. I study with every religion. I know about the Muslims. I know about the Moors. I know about the Israelites.
You ain't
I said when I was 12 years old. I'm 55. So what I'm saying is, sir, you don't understand your information, sir, for bringing this on this line. But this is some serious stuff that you're talking about, and I'm not saying it's not real, but you can't convince people, because I'm going to tell you something what the word says. At the end of the time, people can talk about whatever they want to talk about. But he said, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that I am Lord. So let people believe what they want to believe, sir. You can't convince them. You can tell somebody the sky is red, and they'll tell you it's blue. You got to look out for yourself. I'm glad, you know, it's good that you're warning people, but you cannot try to tell people stuff today. Because people don't want to hear the truth. The truth is the only thing. Don't you know black people don't realize that crack don't mess them up? That's why they still smoke crack. That's why black people still drinking. They still smoke. They still shoot guns. They kill each other up. They don't understand that next year the laws are going to be changed and everybody's going to be shooting up everybody. Don't nobody want to believe. You cannot tell black people nothing. You know why? Because they believe they have answers to everything. You can't tell young people nothing. When young people talk to me, I look at them like they're crazy because they don't know what's going on. They haven't been around long enough. Some do, some don't. But our black people are in trouble. You, we argue all the time. We disagree about everything. We hurt ourselves. I know because I'm in it. I know what's going on, and I got on this line because this is a good thing that Jimmy is doing. But with the arguing, sir, I wouldn't even argue with people no more. I would. You would have a heart attack and stroke trying to convince people about God, trying to convince them about the Bible, trying to convince them. You can go on the
street. Ma'am, this is a CIA. Right. This here is a CIA. Maybe DOD. Oh, man. Don't you wonder why people doing all kind of stuff? So I'm just letting y'all know that when you see somebody doing stupid stuff like shooting people, doing all mad and arguing with people, and I'm just letting y'all know. That's all. You can take it or leave it alone. And may God bless y'all. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, all right. This is Jimmy Underground Radio Network. This is let me go in there and fade it on out, because I got about two more minutes. God, what's the webpage? Okay, that's done. What's the webpage, Dava? All right, everybody, my man Sean. All right, so I got 2 minutes, Sean. I think you want to say Sean if I fade out?
Nah, man, it was interesting, man. I didn't get to finish what I wanted to say, man, but it was.
That's my man, Sean McLean. I get the web page from my
funny
man from Atlanta. Thank you for calling in from Texas. And I hope the show is entertaining. Let me go in and bring my girl on, Linda Dava. What's your web page, Dava? Dava.
What's
your right
page? Just us for the people, by the people, other people. Just us Facebook. Website, us.us.
All right. What do you guys say, Linda from D.C.?
You know, I just think that right now we're at a crossroads. And all these things that are happening are just, like I said, a time for big talk. And unless we can figure out a way to get along and to put God back into our lives and do the right thing, we're going to continue to see things like this occur. It's a sad situation that we're in, but guess what? It can get a lot worse, and that was proven to us today.
And may your God be with you. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Texas. Hope is entertaining. All right, Dava, Linda.
Thank you. God bless you guys. Have a good day. Good evening. God bless all of you.
Different name.